Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at COTA.com/service changes. That's COTA.com/service changes.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ladies and gentlemen,
please welcome.
It's the opening kickoff with Carver and Lisi.
All right, here we go. Carver and Lisi with you. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. Great to have you with us here on the grid. 844-843-6879 is the number. Mike Carver here with you. Sans Lisi, Joe out on assignment. George Kurtz is with us here to get things cooking, as we got a lot going on. Hit Burbell in the mix as well. And NFL Week 1 has arrived. All the months and months and months of waiting. And finally, we have reached the first week of the NFL season. George is with us this hour, so we're going to dive into a bunch of these games. Vientos just homered for the Mets, by the way, as they extend out to 3-1 now over the Red Sox, and they just don't lose. I think George said it before, right? They just don't lose, George. Everything.
They find ways to win.
Can Alonzo homer now, too? Can I get Alonzo here, George? What do you think? Give me Alonzo. Let's go.
You going to be a Met next year?
No. I say no.
I agree. I think he'll be a Met if he's willing to take a sweetheart deal. I don't think the Mets are going to pay him what it's... if he wants to stay with the Mets, he's going to have to take less money. He can make more money elsewhere. The Mets don't seem to want to pay him. By the way, yeah. Young, home run, Texas.
Wow. How about that? So 1-0, George? Is that the first round of the game there? 1-0?
Yeah, 1-0. Yeah, Yankees are going to get shut out tonight. Left-hander on the mound. You and I can throw the ball left-handed and the Yankees can't score.
They certainly could. All right, let's see, George. So let's start things off, and we're going to be dipping in and out of the baseball. We'll let everybody know what's going on with that. Ravens and the Chiefs to get things going on Thursday night. Of course, George, a traditional Super Bowl champ hosting that game. Your thoughts here, George? You know, Chiefs lost this game to Detroit last year. Lamar Jackson's got this sparkling ATS record as an underdog. Where are you looking here on this first game of the season on Thursday night?
Okay, they lost a game last year to the Lions. They did. But let's not forget, Kadarius Toney had a ball right through his hands. That led to a pick six. That wasn't Mahomes' fault. That was Toney's fault. No Travis Kelce in that game. Maybe he was out with a knee injury. All right, so sort of similar to what Marquise Brown, right? He's got the sternovenicular. And I deserve credit for knowing that, by the way. Injury there, so he'll miss week one. I think he would play if it was an important, if it was a later in the season, it was a big game. But the fact that he'll get 10 extra, 3 extra days, 10 days total rest after the game leads them to, my God, the White Sox are a train wreck, by the way. You watch the plays. Leads them to have they have three guys.
Don't tell me they dropped another ball out there in the outfield. Yeah. Oh, come on.
I mean, it's just whatever. it team sucks. So it wasn't like Kansas City played poorly in that game. They probably should have won the game, but, mistakes. I mean, they all just stare and whatever. So that being said, this is an important game, right? Because theoretically, And these could be two of the best teams in the AFC. This game could determine home field, right? I'm taking the points. All right, I'm taking the points in Baltimore here. I think they could win the game outright, but I'm certainly going to take the 3 points here. I don't think it's a high-scoring game, though, Mike. I think we're going to get the under as well. This smells like 24-17, 24-20. Similar to last year, similar to that score. Give me the Ravens, give me the under.
I feel like, George, these Thursday night openers typically are in that realm, right? I mean, you don't get too many high-scoring games here in the Thursday night opener. Usually it is a little bit of a feeling out. Sometimes the games do have a little slowness to, you know, because it really is, George, for the most part, for the guys that matter, it's really their first time out there because nobody plays in the preseason anymore. And I think that makes it a little difficult as well to try to handicap great. These things.
Oh, great. We're not going to see Chris football till October. I mean, that's what it is. I think the fact that we keep going longer and longer seasons, too, 17 games, teams like, oh, well, we can take it easy first couple of weeks. Doesn't matter if we start off 1-2. We'll be fine. You know, we got 14 more games after that. So I think that also lends to it. So I would agree. But it's also the best time to take advantage of the books, too, because they don't know either. They may know more, but they don't know it all. So it's also a good time to take advantage of them. And, you know, going back to your fantasy team, by the way, I'm taking Henry for an anytime touchdown as well. I think Ooh. They want to show off their new toy here, and I think he gets it in the end zone. I'm thinking about first touchdown scorer as well here, but I'll definitely have him for anytime.
Yeah. How much do you, I still think, George, he's got – I know the running backs start to lose some steam. I still think he's got – some left in the tank. I think that last year was more the way Tennessee used him as opposed to him not having it anymore. I think he's going to have a huge year, especially when you think of all the guys that the Ravens mixed and matched with the past couple years at that position. And now to have a guy, as long as he stays healthy, which is the key, I feel like it's just going to be a slam dunk, George, how good he's going to be for them. Slam dunk.
I agree.
Having him back.
I agree, Rich. I think he's a top, you look at fantasy, he's top 7-8 running back, which means he's going to be damn good. He's going to win the first two rounds there. He should have a good year for Baltimore. I'm not talking 1,500 yards. I don't think he'll be that guy anymore. Right. But he's going to be a good, solid contributor there. Take some of the pressure off Lamar, too, as far as that. My only concern would be, you know, I wish they had that true number one wide receiver. Someone to back off those safeties. He will see, and for this matter, it's also because of Lamar and his running ability, they will see a lot of 7-8 man boxes.
Yeah, they're going to see a lot of that. And I think that's – I think that Lamar has shown now that he can beat those things. You know, I mean, he's better at beating them than he was, let's say, his first 3 years in the league, right? I think he's become a much better player at being able to go through those things. So I'm not concerned at all. That's why I like Zay Flowers. I like a few of the other things that they're going to do. I don't wish anybody to get hurt, George, but Likely's good, man, and he only sees the field when Andrews is out. they gotta find a way to get both of them on the field, George, because that guy can play too.
I agree. Two tight end set, that's not that hard. You got to change your offense around a little bit. But, hey, think of the New England Patriots back in the day with Gronk and Aaron Hernandez. How good that was. It can be done, especially if you don't have a true number one. And they don't have a true number one. But you got to change your offense around.
You do got to change your offense around a little bit for that. That's for sure. What about the Chief offense here as we get ready for this season? Clearly not having Hollywood Brown at the start. Sounds like he was obviously going to be a huge part. And look, it doesn't sound like it's long term, George. They didn't put him on the list for the first 4 weeks. It sounds like they think he's going to be back relatively soon, but you have Worthy, you have potentially Brown once he's in there, you have Rice, looks like he's going to play this year, and the suspension part of him will probably be next year. Last year they struggled in the regular season with many things offensively, but I think they're gearing up to once again get things cooking in a big way, George.
I agree. Now, we heard about Clyde Edwards-Helaire is going to miss the first 4 games. So he's out. Perrine will be the backup there. Not that this really matters. This is more just accounting. Travis Kelce came out today and said, oh, no, there's no game management for me. But what's he going to say? You would never say anything else, right? You
right.
Give that away. He could only play a quarter, and he wouldn't let you know. So, I don't really care what those are coming up. But I do think Andy Reid's going to play this more normal because it is a big game Thursday night. Keep in mind, we all know what Andy Reid's record, by the way, is coming off a bye, or in this case, the offseason. Pretty damn good, although, as we brought up again, they did lose to Detroit last year. But, like I said, I think Kansas City lost that game more than Detroit won it.
Yeah, I could definitely agree with that assessment. I think that that's probably the best way to say it, is what that they did there in that spot. But I'm looking forward to it. The first game is always a good time. We're probably going to, George, have a lot more on it than we probably should. But it's the first game of the year, and we're excited. And we're going to have a billion zany bets to work with on the game. I'll give you a few when we come back. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. George Kurtz in for Joe. We're back on the grid right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. Sirius XM 159. Here with you on the grid. All right. So, George, we have a few things cooking here. I did see Vlad homered for the Blue Jays, and they have now extended out to 8-4 over the Phillies. Braves still only up 2-0 on the Rockies. I think people thought they were going to smash them tonight. So that's not going very well. Still 2-0 Cleveland. Still 1-0 off the Jung homer for.
Did you see Verdugo bounce into a double play?
I did not see that. Did he bounce into it? He stinks, George. He is so bad.
So
bad.
It's frustrating.
It's frustrating. Guy stinks. It's tough to take.
You can't. You're not fielding your best team. Whatever. The Yankees are. Whatever. I'd love to hear their true reasoning for this. Does Verdugo have naked pitches on somebody? I mean, really, is there some kind of blackmail going on here? Because nothing else truly makes sense.
Nothing will make sense, George. Nothing else makes sense when it comes to what happens with Verdugo and how he's playing. And I hated that deal, George, from the moment they made it. When someone in your division, a rival of yours, is willing to just give you someone that they think that is going to make you worse, going to make them better, that should automatically raise a red flag for you, shouldn't it? I mean, shouldn't that automatically just be like, you know what? Why is our hated rival looking to get rid of this guy so bad?
Well, I think sure enough, raise the red flag is that he wasn't liked, right? He had problems.
That too.
And doesn't that show you how desperate Cashman was? Because he signed him. And remember, signed Stroman too, who also had issues. All right, then but he was desperate to get players here. And, Verdugo's a contract that was friendly. Stroman signed a below-market deal because no one else wanted him. You know, Cashman was desperate. And he was just praying. Listen, you and I both believe Cashman should be gone. I think most people know that. But he's not going anywhere because he has a good relationship with Steinbrenner. And Steinbrenner don't care as long as the Yankees make money. And guess what? They make money.
The $20 Heinekens, George. Go get your $20 Heinekens out in center field.
I went to the game last Sunday. It's crazy. Chicken fingers of Pepsi and fries. You want to guess how much that was?
Oh, it's like probably a $75 hit right there.
I had to take out a second mortgage.
It's a huge hit to go after all that. It's just it's amazing. It really is. You can't even go to the games anymore. You really can't. There is another standalone game Friday night in the NFL. So the Packers and the Eagles, we talked about this earlier, they're playing in Brazil. No one's allowed to leave the hotel. Darius Slay said he
green?
Told his family. No, I think the Eagles are wearing black, the black uniforms. And I guess the Packers are probably going to wear the white, right? But they have and the yellow helmets. So I guess they're going to get away with
that. They're allowed. That was a joke. It's been blown out of proportion. But it was a thing for a while. When the schedule first came out, they can't wear green there because it's, I don't know, whatever.
George, they got a lot of problems down there. They shouldn't be playing the game there, as we said earlier.
It's silly.
That's
what's the next game going to be, North Korea?
I just think can't make it up. You really can't. Eagles minus 2.5. 48.5 is the total. So here we are, George, third year in a row with the Eagles basically busting out a new offense, right? You had Steichen 3 years ago when they went to the Super Bowl. You had, I guess, which was kind of an extension of Sirianni, and then Sirianni kind of ran everything last year. And now you have Kellen Moore, who, by the way, is also he's on three teams in 3 years also. Kellen Moore between the Cowboys, the Chargers, and now the Eagles. Does the Eagle offense magically turn around this year, George? Are you buying in?
I mean, they were 10-1 last year before everything went straight down. I mean, wow. It's fighting within the coaches. Big Dom gets suspended. That was a huge – I can't see how that would be a big thing, but it did seem to be what triggered some of this here. Do Sirianni and Hurts not like each other? Does it take this team a little while? You mentioned Kellen Moore, new defensive coordinator too, Fangio. Does it take September for them truly to be the Eagles here? I think it's going to be a good game again. Once again, I don't think it's a blowout either way. Kelsey retired as well. Is the brotherly shove going to be as effective? I would think yes. You got Saquon Barkley. Like that move. I don't think he's playing anywhere near 17 games, but like the move when he's healthy and in there. I'm going to take the Packers, though. I think the Packers are legit. I think one of the 53, they might be the best team in the NFC. There's a good defense that we don't talk about. I do worry about Josh Jacobs a little bit. Let's see. I think they're going to run him to death, by the way. They know it's last year was contract. They're going to give him 5,000 carries and not care about next year. They'll just sign somebody else. I think Jordan Love is the real deal. I'm going to take the pack, going to take the points. And I think this game, unlike the Kansas City game, I think we will get the over, though. I'm going to go over in this contest here. I don't think it's an easy one, but oh, yeah, everything in my FanDuel account is going on the over. No, I'll have a nice normal play on the over here. So give me the pack and the over.
I think the two teams, George, that are going to be interesting to me early in the season, and I might have to not completely stay away, but watch before I really fully dive in, is the Packers and the Texans. Because two young quarterbacks that were both so good last year. And I always get nervous, George, when a guy has his first huge breakout year, you know what all the defensive gurus around the league do for 8 months when the season's over.
Yep.
They just think about ways to stop those guys. And the guys that stick around, they're the great ones. And the guys that take a step back, like honestly I thought Lawrence did last year, that's where, that's where you truly know if you're great or not. So I'm interested with Love and with Stroud to see how much adjustment the rest of the league goes to them and how they adjust vice versa off of it. Because that's when you know if you have a great quarterback or not. Not just the first initial boom, George. It's how do you respond to when the whole league figures out how to stop you. And then you move along and try to do it again. That's always the most fascinating part. I'll get awesome George's point. Thoughts on this when we come back. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. George Kurtz in for Joe Lisi. We are back on the grid, Sports Grid Radio, right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. George Kurtz in for Joe, who's out on assignment. He's out looking to collect from Mike Norvell and Billy Napier after this past weekend. So he's trying to get a little bit back from them. We'll see how that goes for him. Joe or Bill from Ohio, Idaho. Bill from Idaho is also what we call Joe now going forward here on CNL. As I was saying, George, before the break, I need to see it again sometimes with guys. And I'm not saying that Love and Stroud aren't going to be good quarterbacks in the league, but I always want to see how they respond early on, because George, that's what all these defensive gurus do. They sit around and they take the guys that had breakout years, not just quarterbacks, wide receivers, running back, and they go, all right, how are we stopping this guy? Especially if it's guys in their own division, things like that. All the tape from an entire year is out there now, and they are going to work to try to make life miserable for these guys because it was way too easy for them the first time around.
It's an awesome point, right? Sort of like baseball, when the hitter, great. You did great your first time around the league. Let's say you do the second time where they know where your weaknesses are. They're watching film on you. Same in football. All right, they'll see if the younger quarterback can make that adjustment. I think you put it perfectly. Once again, if they can, well, they're the real deal. They're going to be around forever. If not, okay, then nice knowing you. Yeah, and you're going to be, backup or not quite the guy we thought you were going to be. I do believe in Love. I believe in, Stroud as well, if we're going that direction. So I think they're both going to be top-of-the-line quarterbacks. Lord knows Green Bay gave him the big contract. They certainly believe in Love. I got, as a Cowboy fan, Carve, I got to tell you, during the I thought the Cowboys would beat Green Bay in the playoffs last year. I did. Mm. You know, which anybody who listens to me knows I'm a negative Cowboy fan. It's usually not me. But I was on. I'm like, okay. We'll win this game. We will win next week. You know, that's as far as Dak can take you. You know, but we'll win this one. I saw Dak throw the first pass. And no joke, every last dime I had in my FanDuel account went on Green Bay. You know, you just saw it. He aimed him. Oh, God, it's already this. It didn't matter you're playing at home. It doesn't matter. You know, everything's going your way. He aimed it. And, and then Green Bay just shellacked the Cowboys. I think they're a better team this year as well. So, give me the pack. Give me the pack. Go, Pack, go.
Yeah, I kind of lean to them too, quite honest with you. I'm not really bought in on Philly. It seems like there were some problems there last year, and I'm not completely sure that they're solved. I'll tell you what I like the most in this game, George. I don't even think it's a side for me. I love the under in this game. I love it at 48.5 because I think this lines up just like all those sleepy international games that we see early on Sunday mornings, right? All the London games and the Germany games, they're slow, they're boring. The teams aren't really themselves going into them, and I think it's going to be even more. I mean, take a 9-hour flight to Brazil to go play this game, and you can't leave the hotel. I think this game, George, is we're going to get out of here as fast as we possibly can. And under 48.5 is where I'm looking.
It is, yeah. And when you can't leave the hotel, that's just great. That's just
can't leave the hotel. He can't do it.
I just saw the collision in Chicago and Baltimore. I guess from earlier in the game.
That was on the Jimenez one, right? Did you see that one? That was early in the game. Yeah. So they've had a few adventures in the outfield tonight. They had a bunch of them.
By the way, the one I was talking about before that happened before was the same three players. By the way. There's the boxing twins going on there. I mean, that guy's had a nice shiner. My God. Yep. That looked painful. So, it's the White Sox, though. Shouldn't be surprised.
Shouldn't be surprised at anything with the White Sox. Rocchio just hit a two-run shot. The little light-hitting nine-hitter for Cleveland just hit a two-run shot to extend to 4-1 for them. The Phillies have the bases loaded. In the top of the seventh with one out, it's 8-5, and Cody Clemens is up here to try to make things happen. Vientos up again for the Mets, who have extended to 5-2. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, we're rocking on the grid. We're back right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. Sirius XM, Channel 159. Great to have you with us here on the grid. George Kurtz in for Joe. And you just told me, great job by you, George. Alonso busted open for the Mets as he makes it 7-2 now here in the eighth. And also now Jose Ramirez up for Cleveland, 4-1 and a man on. He's got a chance maybe to bust this thing open. Let's hope he does. That was one of my bigger ones of the night, George, was Jose Ramirez. So maybe he can get us something nice here before we head home. One more thing, George, on the baseball before we get back to some of these football games. Man, I always hate nights like this where the Yankees make these guys who stink look like Cy Young. Look what they're doing to Andrew Heaney tonight. Just making him look like Cy Young. I can't stand it, George. It bothers the hell out of me.
Lefty. I took the under. I didn't take Texas, but I took the under. The Yankees cannot. It doesn't matter who the lefty is. It just doesn't matter. This goes back. I don't get it. You would think Jordan Stanton would have a field day here, but Boone's going to put in LeMahieu. You know he's going to put in Trevino. And, these guys can't hit. So you need
Trevino.
Got automatic outs in the lineup.
Trevino. I like that, George. It's not Trevino. He stinks.
I say that, by the way. They both have two hits in the game, so at least they've done something. And Soto's not hitting lefties all of a sudden now either.
Yeah. It's amazing. It really is. Trevino, he stinks. I like how they also said, we're not going to sit Wells when Trevino comes back. Yeah, you are. You sit him all the time. You sit him all the time.
Trevino played four of the next five games. Yeah, he's like, what are you doing here?
It's not liars,
and Wells had played great, by the way. Outside of Judge and Soto, he was your next best hitter. Whatever. The Yankees are all ass backwards. They say one thing, even though the stats all tell you something else, which is weird for a team that's so reliant on analytics.
So they really are. They love telling you how much they love analytics, but then they
assume you're idiots.
Like
they
that.
Truly assume you're idiots, and you don't watch the games, and B, you can't look up the statistics.
That's precisely what they do. It bothers the hell out of you, George. It really does. Somebody just homered for the Pirates too, as they now gone out to 5-0. 8-7 Jays and Phillies. So there you go. And Heaney's out of the game too, George. What is they in now? The 6th? What inning are they in?
Yeah, they didn't want him facing Judge a third time. So,
okay, so that's
solo.
That's why Leclerc's in. Right. Leclerc's
and then
in there.
Judge
now,
and yeah. Judge and Stanton strike out, and Soto's thrown out stealing again.
Yeah.
So way to go, Yanks. Way to go. Way to show up tonight.
All right, George. I want to get see who you like in some of these games. Debut for Caleb Williams at home against Tennessee. Of course, the Will Levis firmly his job. -4.5 and 45.5. I kind of feel 4.5 is a little heavy to be laying with the Bears the first time you're going to see this crew together. And they remember this too, George. They still got Eberflus as the coach. He stinks.
I agree with everything you said. I think Williams is the right guy, by the way. I think they've got the right guy, and he'll go. He'll be the man. But I don't know if it's going to be this year. I'll take the points in Tennessee here. Once again, not a huge play, not something I love here. I think the Bears might win the game. Defense is legit. Probably top 5, top 8 in the league here. Tennessee's not a great team, but I think they can cover the 4.5.
Yeah, I lean to Tennessee. I kind of like the over. I know Joe's been talking about the over in this game, too, to maybe get some points cooking on Sunday. The Steelers go to Atlanta. 3.5 they're getting here. Of course, Russell Wilson's going to start. 42.5 for the total. I'm excited, George, to see this. All these Falcon guys finally have a quarterback, right? Pitts and London, and you know, they finally have someone who can actually get them the football in Cousins. So I'm excited to see that.
This is one of my, and I took this thing maybe 2 weeks ago, I bet this, when it was, I think it was 2.5. This spread's gone up.
Yeah.
I love the Falcons. I love the Falcons in this game. I'm not saying I love them. You know, I don't think they're a Super Bowl contender, but I think they will win that division. This is a team that won, what, 7 games last year? And Arthur Smith was horrendous.
Yeah.
You went to our bad coaches. He wouldn't use his best players, and Desmond Ridder was your starting quarterback. All right, you got Kirk Cousins. No matter what you think about him, he's good in the regular season. He'll win you some games. I like Atlanta to win this game. I do. I think they're going to win it almost fairly easily here. Pittsburgh, I don't know. I think they should have started Justin Fields. We all know what Russell Wilson is at this point in his career. Fields, you got to build the offense around him. I get it, you know. But I think Pittsburgh's making a mistake not finding out what you have in Fields. They're both free agent at the end of the year, so they're both going to be gone. And they're both going to play this year anyway. So I guess eventually they will find out. But I love the Falcons on Sunday.
Yeah, I don't know. That hook is that hook's kind of scary to me, taking Atlanta. Looks a little scary to me with the 3.5, but
don't be scared.
Here we go. Well, Matias is a big Falcon fan, so here we go.
Don't be
go
scared.
Ahead, Matias. Lay it 3.5, 4.5, 5.5. Matias, lay a whole touchdown.
I would take all that. I think the Falcons win this game by at least 10 points. I don't think that the Pittsburgh Steelers will be able to keep up with the Falcons, especially without Warren. And even if he's a little banged up, he's going to be on a limited snap count. I think the Falcons shut down Najee Harris in their run game, and they force the Steelers
down.
To throw the ball deep. Absolutely.
Shut him down.
They're going to shut him down. Shut him down. The defense is going to make some noise in Atlanta this Sunday, boys. And I'm with Kurtz 100%. He's feeling the same energy that I'm feeling. It's going to be a big day for Atlanta. It's going to jumpstart their season. They have a tough month, though. You know, after Pittsburgh, hardest part of their schedule is the first 6 weeks.
The hardest part is their first 6 weeks. Don't they play like the whole AFC North in the first 6 weeks or something like that? Or is that the Steelers? I'm thinking it plays the entire NFC South. I forget how it is, but somebody, it's one of those is doing that in their
East
first
plays
month.
The NFC East plays the AFC North.
Right. It plays the AFC
joy
North.
Joy.
So that's
Falcons,
the crossover,
the
that's the crossover game for them?
Where's in week
game?
Two.
Yeah, that's not easy. Falcons need to win that game or else they're going to be staring 0-2.
Or excuse me, they get the Eagles. They get the Eagles in week two. They get the Chiefs in week three. Then they get the Saints in week four.
Where's the Chief game? Is that in Arrowhead or is that at home?
It's in Atlanta.
Okay.
But who cares? Who cares? That's going to be a tough game for them in Atlanta or in Arrowhead. That's going to be a tough one.
You never know. Anything can happen there. Anything's possible. Ohtani leading off here, George. And we'll see. They did put the big picture up on the screen. Welcoming him back to Anaheim as he gets ready to go here against Reed Detmers. I hope he puts one in the right field seats right out of the gate. Let's get early and often.
I hope he puts it up that stupid wall. Put up a stupid wall in right field. That's a, you know, it's a home run that hits the wall. It's like the Ohtani wall. They lowered it for him, right?
How dopey is that?
It's idiotic.
What kind of rule is that? That is. This guy's got 44 homers. He doesn't have 100 RBIs. I guess that comes from hitting first, right, George? From being at the top of the lineup.
Is that such a big thing in the National League? Pitchers don't hit anymore. You know, you still got hitters who can hit.
That's true.
So,
that's true.
I mean, it's not Kevin Moss. You know, if you're a Yankee fan from the 80s, you certainly remember Kevin Moss with, like, you know, 37 home runs and 42 RBIs. But that's not that much of an exaggeration, by the way.
Not that much of one either. Let's try to slide one more in here. Do you think the Bengals are going to destroy the Patriots on Sunday? Destroy them?
I think the Patriots
are going to be the worst team by far in the NFL.
Where is their win coming from this year? I know they're not going to go winless. I know that. But where is their win coming from? Good luck. I have a heavy bet on them under, what is it, 5.5, 4.5, 2.5, whatever it is. I don't care. It's just team sucks.
Alt it, Jordan. Alt it down to 2.5. How are they going to get 3 wins? Win total.
Under a half. No. They're not winning.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. We're back on the grid right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. Sirius XM 159, George Kurtz here for Joe tonight as we are rolling through week one here and checking in on all the baseball that's going on as well. There's a lot of things happening here. The Mets are one out away from beating the Red Sox. The Dodgers and the Angels are underway in the first. Cleveland up 4-1 on the Royals. 3-3 Brewers and Cardinals as they go to the ninth. In Milwaukee. You have a few other things still going on, too. Skeens and the Pirates, 5-0 lead. Skeens tonight, George, 5 innings, 4 hits, no runs, 6 Ks. Exactly 100 pitches on the nose.
He's not bad.
He's not bad.
You know, the Pirates, if they could if they add some hitting, you know, Skeens, Jones, Keller. I mean, there's not too many teams that can match that top three.
No.
Maybe Seattle. That's about it. You know, they could just add some hitting. They could be an interesting team, especially in that division. The Met game just ended, by the way, so they win.
Go.
Put a little bit more pressure on Atlanta.
And the Mariners are already out and going. A 2-run double for Cal Raleigh. 2-0. They lead the A's in the first at the dump. Let's see, George. Let's give you a few more. Jags are in Miami. This is now 3.5 for the Dolphins. 49.5. Very hefty total there for Sunday afternoon. It's probably going to be hot, too, in Miami on Sunday in September.
You think? Could be a little bit. I wonder if Tua the next Dak or the new Dak. Great during the regular season. Come crunch time, not so much. That's my way of saying that I believe in the Dolphins early. I think they'll put up points. I'm not too worried. His team is loaded with speed all over the place. I think that'll pay off when the weather's nice. Maybe it doesn't pay off when the weather gets a little colder there. We need more brawn there. I think Jacksonville is on the right path again, but I don't know if they're quite there yet. I think so. All these additions they made may need a little time to gel here. That's my long-winded way of, I guess we'll make Mr. Lisi happy. Give me the Dolphins.
Wow. Well, he hates the coach. He hates him.
I know. I don't hate the coach. Like, I mean, I love him, but I don't hate him.
He doesn't like him. He's not a
new hairstyle caught me off guard.
It gets you off guard a little bit. The Texans and the Colts, who, of course, played that de facto playoff game to end the year last year. Texans minus 2.5 and a 49.5 on the road. Interested to see Anthony Richardson back to 100%, George. That's the thing for me here.
I'll tell you, watching Richardson in the preseason, if he didn't play 5 games last year where we saw him, we saw what he can do, we'd be all like, oh, my God, this kid might be a bust. He was terrible.
Awful. That pick, pick six he threw against the Bengals in that preseason game was awful. Awful.
Yeah,
pick six that he threw.
Yeah. He was bad. All right, that being said, it's preseason. Doesn't matter. Get your reps in, blah, 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 blah. So we'll see. But I'm gonna go Houston. All right, I'll lay the. And I don't like doing it first game of the season, division game on the road. I get all that, but I'm gonna need. Richard has to convince me again. You know, gonna have to convince me again that he is that guy. He only played five games, right? Four plus. So give me the Texans in this game. Good game though. Important game.
Very important game, no doubt. Very important game. Let's see, George. How about the Giants being dogs at home to the Vikings and Sam Darnold? The Giants, really? I don't think the Giants are that awful, George, that they should be dogs at home to the Vikings who now have Sam Darnold at quarterback.
Remember, they were minus one, what, 2 months ago? You know, yeah. They were originally a favorite. Now, no one's buying that. Giants suck. All right, this is just not a good team. I mean, you can make a strong argument that, you know, you draft Malik, won't you be my neighbors? Great. I think kid's going to be really good, but, you know, should I tried to submit that for a team name. I'm old, okay? Mr. Rogers, whatever the hell that was. Never really watched that show back in the day. Or Sesame Street. Anyway, Giants, should they have taken a quarterback? You know, you don't have one. I don't think Dable truly believes in Jones either. But it is what it is here. I think Jones might have a strong game one, right? Minnesota, not the greatest secondary on the planet here. I think this game could somewhat develop into a shootout here. Sam Darnold is actually decent. Decent when you protect them. You know, Giants pick up Burns. Going to get pressure on the quarterback here. Darnold's also pretty good for the first four or five games of the season before he melts. You know, this is a game where, as I said, I don't think these are two teams very well, both likely to finish last in their division here. Don't really trust either one of them. But with Cam Corvus dumpster diving, he wouldn't be wrong here. I can't lay the 130. So I would lay the – if I'm going to go Minnesota, it's going to be laying the 2 points. But I would probably at this point take the Giants on the points.
I kind of like the Giants, believe it or not. That's why – it's actually one of those games that I'm at – I kind of like the most. I'm really, for some reason, call me nuts.
I think Mark Zeno believes probably. That this is his survivor game. He wants to get Giants over Minnesota as a survivor game, and I would do that. No
see,
way in hell.
Survivor has now become so popular, George, and you know this, and rightfully so. Now it's become even bigger with the Circus Survivor and billions of dollars at stake, all these things. Everybody's got a strategy now with the Survivor. I feel like when Survivor first started, George, there was a lot of, you know, you need to survive in advance the first couple weeks. Now it's... you need to be as aggressive as possible right out of the gate, right? It feels like that's the way now that everybody looks, and that would be super aggressive, taking the Giants. I'm not saying it's wrong. I'm saying everybody seems to – how the Yankees score? I see 1-1 here, George. Got a 1-1 game now with the Yanks.
I think there was a balk. I saw a hit by Volpe, got Chisholm the second. I think the pitcher balked them, got over the third, then an out got the run in. The Yankees have a run around third and one out. It looks like Texas is made some mistakes. I think the pitcher had Chisholm caught dead too. Chisholm like bolted for third base, and I guess he didn't step off. And he just screwed up. And just, one again, young pitcher. I guess he screwed up there. But Yankees have tied the game up. Yay! Get the left hander out. Put a right hander in.
Get him out. You know, that's it. Switch him up. Let's go. Carver and Lisi Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back on the grid right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. Yeah. All right. Here, George, before we get out of here. Let's see. My Bills are laying 6.5 at home to Arizona. I don't know what to think, George. I would probably 48.5. I don't know what to think, honestly. I keep calling it a transition year for them. Let me see what happens, but... Joe yells at me. Oh, what do you mean? You don't know anything. He tries to gas me up about it. But it's a transition year for me. There's a lot of new faces there. And I'm not sure I'm ready to lay 6.5 even against Arizona. I'm just not sure I'm ready to do that.
I would agree. I think Arizona's a better team than we give them credit for. I don't think they have much of a defense, so I think the points are going to come here. But I think Murray's going to be good. I think Harrison is going to hit the ground running. So, I think it's a track meet almost here. And I'm as curious as everybody else. Who's going to catch the ball for the Buffalo Bills? Is Keon coming? Shakir? I think Kincaid's going to have a monster season, by the way. I think he's going to be the main guy.
Yeah.
But, for me, I'll take the points. And, they call me Captain Chalk. Well, today I'm getting demoted because I'm not taking much chalk. I'm taking the points a lot in week one. And I do like the over in this game. I think points are coming here. We got a home run for Oakland, by the way. Lawrence Butler.
Butler again. This guy is an animal, man. He is on fire, this guy.
You've got to be kidding me. By the way, I got something here for you.
What do you got?
One of my followers, the one I have, he's got a three-bet parlay that he wants your opinion on. Max Muncy and Helliot Ramos to hit a home run tonight.
Yes.
And Shea Langeliers, who's going to come up in about three batters, to get a double.
I don't mess with doubles, but...
That's a first for me, too. I generally don't either.
Yeah. Ramos has hit Nelson well in the past, so I don't mind that at all. And what was the other one? Yeah, Muncy. Anybody
he's
on the
quiet
Dodgers
over the past week. He's been quiet.
Yeah, he came out hot. I cannot believe that this Butler homered again. And Grichuk homered for, the second or third day. Rick Grichuk's been hot the last few days for Arizona. He just hit a two-run homer as they're out to a 3-0 lead.
I didn't know he was still in the league there, Mike, okay?
Yeah, he's still going.
Won't die.
He's still going there. That's for sure. Man, I like it. I don't know about the double, but I like those two guys to homer.
The double.
I can't believe
this
Butler homered again. 21st homer of the year. Still pricing him in the 500s. Oh, my goodness.
The Yankees took the lead. Right?
Did they?
They did, and I've been bitching all show, but Verdugo drove in the run. Granted, he only got it because the infield was in. He blew the one over the second baseman's head, but hey. You know, it counts. Yankees are up 2-1. Another thing I didn't realize is that Rodon, by the way, pitched a one hitter through six innings. The only hit he gave up was that home run to Young.
Wow. Well, good for him.
Yeah, we got
nice
good
job by Rodon tonight. Trust me, when the money's on the table, George, I won't believe it. I got to see it. I'm not buying into this whole Rodon stuff the last little while. I still believe that he'll stink it up when the time comes. In a big spot in October.
They're going to start Gill and Schmidt over the weekend and take Cortez out for a turn.
Well, whatever Cortez, they should take out.
Cortez will return to the rotation versus Boston next week. Why?
They should take him out of every turn is what they should do. Well, take him out of every turn.
Once again, no argument for me. Why does everybody seem to know what to do except the Yankees?
It is amazing, right? It does seem that that's the case, that everybody seems to know what to do except them. Unbelievable, George. It really is.
I was praying they traded him at the deadline.
Any other game you like a lot here before we go? What about your Cowboys dogs in Cleveland on Sunday?
Cleveland's a mess with Deshaun Watson, short shoulder. He sucks. I mean, it's tough to trust them.
I'm
Dallas,
on the Cowboys, man.
I think a tough time moving that ball against that defense. I like the under. I like the under in that game.
Let me tell you, I am betting against Cleveland as long as Watson, until Watson proves otherwise, George. I am. He stinks.
And it couldn't happen to a nice guy.
He stinks.
That's what they get. And by the way, Cam Stewart's got me believing that the Seahawks are going to crush the Broncos. He's all over
that. Oh, boy. Here we go. George, great job. Great job by George Kurtz in for Joe. We'll see him next week. Carver and Lacy, Sports Grid Radio. We're back with you tomorrow here on the grid. Cash some tickets. See you then.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.